Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God bless you tonight. This is the $1 trillion flow tonight. I'm going to talk about some economic situation. Young lady I met from West Point, Mississippi. God bless you tonight. I want to tell you tonight, Brother Raymond, I'm praying for you. Bryce, I'm praying for you. This is Cry Tonight. We're getting ready to go into June 10th. We're going to get ready to do something. I want to give a shout-out tonight to the Golden State Warriors. The reason I want to give them a shout-out, they handled like family. Their family was there. Their children was there. And I'm seeing that's a whole different organization. When Golden State won, they brought their wives, their brothers, their sisters, their family, their children. We have to begin to love each other enough to let each other feel our success and stop feeling the pain. I'm praying tonight for every letter, every telephone call. If you got a need, you plant a seed. I really believe in tithe, and I believe that's a seed. If you got a need, you plant that seed. You plant that seed on what you want God to do. When you go to your garden, you plant green, beans, okra. Whatever you plant, you ask God to let it grow. And when you see, you're going to look for a harvest. And I want to tell you tonight, your harvest is much on its way. I want to talk tonight about some things that I feel that you need to know tonight. This is the seed of Abraham, yourslate.com. We come on 7 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Monday, it's Dr. King Movement. On Tuesday, Crossing Over the Ancestor. On Wednesday, Bible class. On Friday, the $1 trillion flow. Where's the money? We're in a depression, but where's the money? Now, I want to bring that to you tonight, spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., in the spirit of Marcus Garvey, in the spirit of Malcolm X, in the spirit of all those fighters, Dr. Ralph David Abernathy, Bishop Frank Cook, Bishop Ben Ross, Bishop Gate Mouth Moore of Yazoo City, Mississippi, and by the way of Topeka, Kansas. I want to tell you tonight about what God got for you. And, you know, I'm going to talk Sunday. Those that come Sunday will get a free message. I'm preaching Sunday from the Word of God. Come to the service, and they will be blessed. And that door will be opened up for them that they need it. The night is a trillion flow. When I say the trillion flow, that means enough money. We don't spend $1 trillion to send to Ukraine. You know, I don't mind Americans sending money and guns to other people, but what about Americans? We're in a depression. They say such, and I believe we're in a depression, because the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. See, they got to make some more guns, and they're going to send them back over there. But this is what I want to say tonight. When we look at war, War never solved nothing. It's putting a bandage on the blood that's flowing. I want to tell you tonight, wherever you might be, and I want to do a little research. Obama was in office. I think we got a package. I think they gave $600 Obama gave as a stimulus to help the people out because we were in bad economic way. And then Trump came in and gave $2,000 to people that needed. Now Biden been in, he ain't said nothing, but every time I pick up the paper, I see money going to Ukraine. I see guns going to Ukraine. And I see the Republican is okay in it, and the Democrats okay, so they together. They together in the war in Ukraine, but they ain't together in trying to feed hungry Americans here around America. They're not together in trying to get medical condition for the children here in America. They're not together in trying to get a stimulus to help people out of what they're going in. Gas, $8, $6, ain't nobody come from total hall, come hold it. By executive order, I'm being the president, you make it go back down. He can do that. But he can write executive order that they can't charge but $3 a gallon. He can do that. He's the president. Trump did it. Okay? Obama did it. But you got to know what the law is. The president can go in tonight, right now. I write executive law that nobody in America will pay for $3 a gallon for gas. It can happen. But I don't know where it's happening. It's not happening because the pharmaceutical company is getting rich and the oil companies are getting rich. And who suffers? Poor people, poor brown people, poor white people, poor black people, poor red people, poor yellow people. We're catching hell at the bottom of the valley. And we can't get up because they keep putting their feet on our head. The trillion flow. Scripture the Spirit bring to me tonight. Exodus 14:14, step back and let God take care of his business. I'm stepping back with prayer. They don't want to put prayer in school. They want men to marry men. They want women to marry women. This is abomination of God. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. They have turned all away from God. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Stop the killing, save the babies. That's all Dr. King was saying. That's all Malcolm was saying. That's all John F. Kennedy was saying. Our leadership right now with the people that was killed at Sandy Hook, the people that was killed in Buffalo, New York, the people, the kids that were killed down in Texas. No law, I'm saying that, no law has been passed to ban the assault rifles. Let me give you a little history. The assault rifle was made for war, not to run around in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Chicago, Ohio. It wasn't made for Americans to shoot each other. But because of the finance, because of the lobbies, the money that's being made, ain't nobody said nothing about Sandy Hook. Nobody said nothing about the kids in Florida, the kids in Ohio, the kids in Chicago, in Florida. Those got killed in South Dakota. And those got killed in the movie show. Those that got killed in the church. Because the Democrats and Republicans don't want to come to agreement. So enough is enough. But I want to tell you, if you're living in the suburbs, your soccer mom, your kid's still dying. If you're rich, your kid's still dying. If you're poor, your kids are still dying. The devil has declared war on America. And America is discarding itself, Bishop, on the inside. 4 or 5 shootings over the weekend. Black on black. Brown on brown. For what? Because of evil spirit. I'm talking about the $1 trillion flow. Come together. I'm going to play the $1 trillion flow because some of you didn't hear what it means. And I want you to hear what it means. This is Brother Jahi.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion. Government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Dusab. I'm talking about $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me. Me and you.
$1 trillion.
Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Ben. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. $1 billion.
$1 billion flow. Look at somebody. I'm in the $1 billion flow on my child. I'm in the $1 billion flow in my business. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Why don't you get in the flow of the billionaire?
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood. And you have-
I'm glad to be in the $1 trillion flow category. And I'm going to say about you, God will make you rich. And God will give, I told some people to start their business. One lady called me and she started her business. She had one little shop where she do hair. Now she got three or four shops from one. Sometimes you got to obey God. And you have to, if you got a need, you need to see. Some of you get money and you run to the mall. You never thought about helping other people. You're so selfish with your money. So selfish with what you're trying to do. You want not come, you don't get blessed. You want not come, things don't happen for you. Because you hold everything in your hand and you don't let nothing out. You use the word mine, more, mine, more, mine, more. You don't use the word that I want to help somebody. You don't use the word you're going to the next level because you find something else to do. And I think that's the problem with many of you tonight on this Friday night. We're looking at a government, I want to be very clear, under Obama administration, they gave the people $600, maybe more. Under Trump administration, they gave everybody $2,000. And I want to tell you tonight, it helped. The $600 helped. The $2,000 he gave, he helped. And he opened up. What people can get the PP loans, that helped. But now everything's dried up and all stuff is going across the water. We have never been over that fight. Why you don't take care of people that voted for you in? And I want to say this to the Republicans. This is your last go around. Get all the greed you want. Because God, God going to shut you down. The blood is at the altar. The blood of innocent women and children in Buffalo, in Texas, Chicago, Detroit, the blood of the righteous is at the altar. And God moves on the righteous. So God is getting ready to turn some things upside down all the way around. Exodus 14:14, you can read it. Laugh at it if you want to. I'm going to say it again. Exodus 14:14, step back. You can't do it by yourself. Let God handle your business. I'm going to give it to God tonight. You lost a loved one. You lost a husband. Lost a son. Lost a daughter. Lost a church. You and the devil got you all shook up. But let go tonight and let God. You don't have the money to pay the bills. Let me say it again. Let go and let God. It's a word, no tall. God is putting in my spirit tonight for you. You ain't got the tall for it. It's already there. You have to stand up and claim your healing. Claim your success. Claim what you want God to do for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. God got your back, and he got your front. Y'all don't hear me. I was praying last night. Spirit said, Bishop, you need to tell people they need to tell somebody they love them. I want to tell you tonight, I love you. I don't care what you done did. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Because you love, you ain't got to bow. Because you love, you ain't got to hate. Because love conquer hate. and the power of the Holy Ghost put you atop of wherever you want to go, the new home, the debt-free home, the car that you need, the healing that you need. I'm picking up somebody needs a healing in their left arm. I'm praying for that healing tonight. Somebody been have cramp in their left feet. I'm praying for that tonight. The trillions flow. Told me to tell you, you one moment from your money. You one minute away what God gonna do for you, man. Woman, what God gonna do for you. The Bible said, repent. And said, Lord, forgive me and move on. Prodigal son got caught up in trying to go out abroad, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Oh, he had money. He had an entourage. He had people following him. But by and by, it all went away. He fought himself at the bar with no money. The man at the bar says, close down, you got to go. He wind up in the hog pen. Some of you this evening, your mind is in the hog pen. So if your mind in the hog pen, your body is in the hog pen. So you can't come out of that because you got to look beyond that. You say, my God will supply all of my needs. Let go and let God. I'm praying for you, Pearl Williams. I'm praying for you. I want you to get ready, Pearl, for God to bless you. You're hard-headed. Go get them shoes like I told you. Now, some of you don't obey. One lady, I told her what to do, just like I told it happened, but she didn't do it. Told one lady, don't get on the bus. She got on the bus turned over. Three people got killed. She was just spared. Said you was told not to get on the bus, but your heart is. When the angels came to Abraham's house, Abraham killed the fattest calf. Told his wife, put on a whole cake. So the angels came and eat. They ate. When the angels got through, he seeded what he had. What did he seed? He seed the money. He seed the milk from the goat. He seed the bread. He went and everything he ceded to the angels. When the angels got to eating, they said, your wife is going to have a son. The wife stood in the door because she was a cookie lad. What kind of crazy man is this? Sometimes you got to let go and let God. You caught up in materialistic things. See, I said tonight, the trillion flow. God's going to bring somebody in your vibration will help you start your business. God will put somebody in your vibration to carry you to the next level. All the politicians that's running, and they ain't right. I give them Exodus 14:14, and God will do the rest. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So I want to tell you, my vengeance is God take care of the business. I say. And when God step up, the ancestors been robbed, worked from sun up to sundown. And they say you're a third of a person. We, our country, have a law to repent. You repent, don't worry about them repenting. If you repent, you're going to save yourself. God knows your name and know your address and know where you're at. And they were saying, hold on. Joy coming in. Hold on. You want to miss suicide. I ain't got nothing to live for. My husband gone. I have nothing to live for. My daughter gone. I ain't got to live for my daddy. Father's Day's coming up. But every day to be Father, oh, most Heavenly Father. Let me pray right now. Most Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, most Holy Heavenly Father, touch those that are listening. Young lady from West Point, Mississippi, touch her. One that called me from Drew, Mississippi, touch him. One that called me from Lexington, Mississippi, call them. Those from Durant. Those from Canton. Those from Jackson, Mississippi. Pittsburgh, Mississippi. Those that just need to walk right. Those in Monroe, New Orleans, Birmingham, Jasper. Those that are seeking for God to intervene, a trillion flow tonight. God's going to do what he needs to do. Some people are so busy. I want you to tell somebody. You know, this is the way I get people. One, reach one, one, tell one. The guy called me, did you want me to put you in the paper? I'm in God's paper. And who God wants to listen, Mary Hawkins, they're going to listen. If it's your daughter, your son, your cousin, your friend, Pearl, you got to understand, and I want to say this to Pearl tonight, ain't nothing too hard for God. But if you keep your fist closed when you put the seed out there, ain't nothing going to happen. What I'm saying? I'm saying, Mary, when you got seed in your hand, if you don't plant it, it ain't going to grow. The widow woman had two hoe cakes. She said, well, I'm going to eat this and die. The prophet come out. Wait a minute. Give it to me. Now, some of you would have cussed that prophet out. But the prophet was obedient. The widow woman was obedient to the prophet. By her being obedient, she had all come from the bottom of the barrel. She had meal coming from the bottom of the barrel that she fed the whole community for a whole 3 years when it was a famine. And I want to tell you tonight, we're in a famine situation. Don't get the, a lot of people going to kill themselves. They're lost. So they lost their money. They lost their 401k and they want to kill them. But let me tell you something. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. But I want to tell you, God is in control. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want tonight, God got. He got the whole world in his hand. Let me say that again. It seems like it's a problem. Reading is a problem. You not giving everything to God in prayer. You know, Betty, they used to say, carry everything to God in prayer. I'm praying for you, Bright Star, up in Minnesota. Melton, Harris, Sam Harris, praying for y'all tonight. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot hear. Freddie Taylor. Freddie, I pray for you. And I want to tell you, all is well. Hold your head up. Freddie, you did a good job. And I want to tell you tonight, somebody can heal from their knee to their ankle. It looked like that left leg cramped, and then it jumped to the right leg. I'm praying tonight for your business, for the money. I'm going to pray for the money, the trillion flow. If Biden can send all kind of money to Ukraine, where can you give stimulus that is suffering right now? I hope you see like I see. Why don't the Republicans come and say, we got a bill to ban the assault rifles. We don't want them to be made no more. This year, 22 and 23 gonna show up. Some things gonna take place in the world. Storms, the floods, the lies. All the evil been done. The poor, ain't no middle class. You're rich or you're poor. That's what time it is. I just want to say that tonight. God knows what you've been going through. God knows your name, and you say, well, how do you know my name? God is a God that never lost the case. I don't know what's wrong with you tonight. I said the trillion flow. I'm saying whatever you need, Raymond, God will get to you. Anthony, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Rita. I will say to you, Delta Walker William, I'm praying for you. I pick you up in my spirit tonight. All is well. I want to tell you, I'm praying for you that look like you're going through something real hard. April, I want to put the word to you. All is well. Your mother, your sister, all that's going through, I want to say tonight, reach up for the moon. Maybe you fall on the star. You're still on high ground. Reach up for your new business. Reach up for the help that you need. I don't want you to stop till God give you what you want. I don't want you to let nobody tell you that God got something in the storehouse just for you. I don't want nobody to tell you that God waiting on you. And God got what you need. And God got what you want. And I want to tell you, you let God do what he needs to do for you. He's going to do it quick, fast, and somebody's a bishop, God's going to do it in a hurry. I want to tell you, whatever you want, God got it. Come on. Praying for you, Mother Frances. Lucille, praying for you. Gary, praying for you. I'm praying for you. Rose, for you. Lisa, praying for you. Joe, let go and let God. I got a message for you. Minnie, I'm praying for you tonight. Whatever you want.
$1 trillion flow. From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota, Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion flow.
God will give it to you tonight, the trillion flow. Don't forget, you have not because you ask not. It makes no difference what you think about me, but it make a world of difference what I think about you. I cannot let jealous, hate, and envy, nothing separate me from the love of God. I said, whatever you want, God got what you want tonight. You've been hollering, God got what you want. And God going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I just feel a certain kind of way tonight. I just feel God going to reach out and touch somebody who needs to be touched. And God going to touch them quick, fast, and somebody's a bishop, he's going to touch them in a hurry because they need that touch. We see what's going on. What they tried to take over, and they didn't take it over. All is all in his hands. Let me say that again. Whatever you want, God got it. What I want you to know tonight is all in his hands. And when you can believe that and say all in his hands, I want to tell you tonight, the storm is over. And it's all in God's hand. Whatever you need tonight is all in God's hand, Francis. Frank is all in God's hand. William is all in God's hand. Michael is all in his hand. You done did all you can do, mother. You lost your son. You're saying why? But it's all in God's hand. Whatever you need tonight, Mary, is all in God's hand. Can you say that with me tonight? Say it's all in God's hand. And as you say that, there's a breakthrough coming to you just by you obeying the prophet. I'm saying it's all in your hands tonight. Is all in your hands tonight. He's a bitch. Is it? Look at somebody. Call them on the phone. It's all in God's hands. What you want? Come on now. Wait a minute. All the burden and problems is all in God's hand. As I pray tonight, put it in God's hand. Father God, touch that woman. That loved one, that's no sorrow ever can heal. Father God, somebody needs to see right now. Put it on their heart to give a donation to this ministry. But Father God, touch every man, every woman. I decree the healing right now of the mind. Doctor, Vanilla, Beverly, Teresa, Johnny May, Schaefer. Dr. Christian is all in his hands now. Free the brother in jail. Political prison. Larry and Jeff. And even R. Kelly. Put it in God's hands tonight. Somebody, and they say that stop crying at your bed, lost your son, and you, doctor said you got to have surgery, and I'm praying for your healing, the bleeding, how you hurting. I want you to take time out on this Friday night, the bishop, I'm going to put it all in God's hand, my burden, my worry. I can't do it no more, but I'm praying for you that's going through up and down the mountain, those that are on drugs tonight, those on alcohol tonight, those are losing their eyesight. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott, Tanya Scott, Dr. Gibson, I'm praying for you tonight, all Sister Walker, all in his hand. Delta Walker, all in his hand. I want to tell you, Tina, all the way out of Las Vegas, all in his hand. And sometimes when I say that, I feel a certain way, Francis. I feel like God is trying to do, trying to get his word to somebody. If I get it to you, God will get it through you. Pat, I'm praying for you. I don't know, Neil, I'm praying for you tonight. Michelle, Teresa, Angie, I'm praying for you. David, I'm praying for you. Those that had a hard time, I want to tell this young man has a problem, and they just say you can't get well. I want you to read. The doctor said you're going to die, but God said you're going to live. You take that 23rd number psalm and sleep with it in your belly. And as I pray tonight, that coughing in your chest, God's going to, oh, let me stop this here. I got a message. God told me to tell this young man, get the 23rd number and put it in your chest and sleep with it. God's going to give you a new liver, new lung. And I'm hearing what the Spirit said. And if you call me or somebody call me, I'm going to tell you what God told me to tell you to do. I'm claiming you ain't going to die, you're going to live. But you got to let go and put it all, somebody know what I'm talking about, in his hand. Everything.
All of my burdens.
get ready. God put it all in his hands. And he can master all of it. And I'm going to go off the air saying God put it all in his hands. I want you to just hum that, driving along to work, those that lost their loved one by the shooting. I want to tell you tonight, all is well.
Thank you. Thank you.